from D.C.
I'm Agnes Sherman. Let me give everybody an opportunity to maybe want to leave right now. Because I'm going to talk about God. And the reason why I'm going to talk about God, because our second tradition said this is a God-given program. I was given a gift. I was given a gift that I didn't ask for. And when I was given this gift, you know, being here in Ocean City, I missed my friend, Gerard. For all y'all that don't know Gerard, Gerard was an old timer in D.C. They called him Crutball Shorty. And Gerard said to me one day, you know, people see when God starts to take you places and do things with you. And Gerard said to me, he said, Sherman, don't never get too cute. Don't never get too cute in this program. So, before I share anywhere, I must say our service prayer. I must get me out of the way. Because I can get cute. I can forget the reason why I'm here. I can forget the reason why I'm still breathing. And we have a wonderful prayer in Narcotics Anonymous. I'm one who love our literature. I'm not going to be apologetic about our literature. But in our literature, because I've been in service since I've gotten clean. I've been in service the day God rescued me. And our service prayer is on Roman number page number 16. In our basic text. And I always say that prayer in an I form. So if y'all give me a minute while I say our prayer, the Narcotics Anonymous prayer. God, grant me knowledge that I may speak according to your divine precepts. Instill in me a sense of your purpose. Make me a servant of your will. And please grant me bond of selfishness, that the work that I do and the words that I speak may truly be yours and not mine, in order that no addict anywhere need ever die from the horrors of addiction. It's amazing. You know, through my sixth and my seventh step, what I found out is God always send me an angel. And if I'm not open, I will miss what the angel said. A guy walked up to me one day. I was in Detroit. I had done the men's rap. And afterwards, I was going into the main meeting hall. My friend from Philadelphia, Roger, was the banquet speaker. And a guy walked up to me and he tapped me on the shoulder. And he said, man, if you ever want to suffer again, he said, stop trying to carry this message. I have a debt to God that I can never repay back. I got up this morning and I went jogging. I got my iPod over there. Have a lot of spiritual music on there, and I went jogging. And when I was, we up on 120th Street, and I jogged down to maybe 85 or 90th, and I turned around, and I was coming back. And as I was going back to the condo, I looked on the ground. I looked in front of me, and I looked on the ground, and I saw my shadow. I was listening to Aretha Franklin, Precious Memories, and I saw my shadow, and tears started to come to my eyes. You know, because when I was using, I was so greasy, sneezy, cruddy, slimy, and funky, my shadow had rolled out on me. And I looked on the ground this morning, and I saw my shadow. I just want to back up for a minute, right? Because when I got up this morning, before I went jogging, I got out of my bed, and I walked to the bathroom. I got out of my bed, and I walked to the bathroom this morning. Because I remember it was a lot of days I couldn't get out of my bed. I walked to the bathroom, I sat on the toilet, and I took me a real nice shit. You know, and then I reached over and I grabbed the toilet paper. I grabbed the toilet paper call and I wiped my own ass. Because I can remember being a 37-year-old grown-ass man. Listen, man, the literature said for anyone who wants our way of life, we share, Sherman. What is it that we share, Sherman? We share our spirits, our strength, and our hope. Instead of preaching and judging, it is sharing the spirits of our pain. Helps just one person. Helps just one person, because the formula for failure in Narcotics Anonymous is try to please everybody. But I know, because I know I have a debt, I know there's no limits to what can be accomplished as long as God gets the credit. So I can remember being a 37-year-old grown-ass man in an adult blue diaper. Because I had to push a button. I was in Seventh-day Adventist Hospital, and I had to push a button for somebody to come change me. If all y'all ever been in the hospital, y'all know they don't never come on the first push. And God kept waking me up. I don't know why, God, you keep waking me up. I want to die. I want to die. I want to die, God. But you keep waking me the fuck up. I don't want to die. I don't want to live, God. I want to die. Because the nightmare never happened while I was sleeping. The nightmare always happened when I woke up. So I have a debt.
I don't want to serve God. I got a debt for my legs, Cynthia. My legs, they hurt. They hurt. They hurt. I got open wounds all over my body. And my legs hurt. They hurt. I can't get out of the bed. I ain't got no more skin on my legs. And I don't want to get out of the bed. I can't get out of the bed. And God keep waking me up. Why you keep waking me up? And I want to die. I want to die. I'll be crazy if you're not to glorify God. I'll be out of my mind, Veronica. And he kept waking me up. I don't understand. I don't understand. The literature said the full fruit. The full fruit of a labor of love lies in the harvest. Is that always comes in its right season. Roger, I don't know it's a season for me. I want to die. And he keep waking me up. Newcomer in the end of my addiction. I was living. I don't know he's saving me to be a maximum service. I understand steps 1 to 11 is on the job training, but 12 is never about me. My friend Veronica always tell me I'm the most selfish motherfucker I know. It's not about me. In the end of my addiction, I was living in a rooming house on 49th and Nellen Helen Burroughs. I looked like death. I smelled like death. I'm HIV positive, and I had open wounds all over my body. And 9 times out of 10, these wounds had maggots. Had maggots coming out of them. And God kept waking me up. He kept waking me up, Roger. And I don't know why you keep waking me up. And I want to die, y'all. And I would leave out that room and out. And the first thing I do, I wake up in the morning and I curse God out. Linda, I curse him out. I dare you wake me up. I dare you wake me up and I don't want to wake up. What the fuck is wrong with you, God? And I curse God out. And I curse the daybreak out. And y'all know. And y'all know what those motherfucking birds. And y'all know what those birds had coming. 6 o'clock in the morning. Cause I haven't got here yet. I haven't got here yet. I haven't got the Narcotics Anonymous yet. I haven't got to the 11th step yet. I haven't got to the point to understand why God has given the birds a song to sing. I haven't got here yet. I haven't did any step work yet. And he kept waking me up. And I leave out that rooming house. And the first thing I do is I walk past Washington's and Son's funeral home. And it was a funeral going on in the funeral home. I would despise the corpse that was in there in the casket. And since I've been clean, I've been to a lot of funerals since I've been clean. And every time I go to a funeral, I've been to so many funerals since I've been clean. I've been pawballs at so many funerals since I've been clean. And every time I go to a funeral, I always have a second step reflection. He talks about them sacred secrets. I always have a second step reflection, y'all. If you can't believe in God, the next time you go to a funeral, just reflect on your act of addiction. And I always have a reflection, y'all. I look at the corpse that's laying there in the casket. I smell the flowers, Holly. And I always have a reflection, Holly. I always have a reflection of how I did everything, everything in acquisition to get into the casket. But God did not allow me to get into the casket. He puts the pause button on my life. He puts the pause. Why he didn't put the pause button on my friend's life? Why me? Why he put the pause button on so many of my friends, man? Listen, man, the literature is clear. The literature says the nature of an addict will never change. Meaning I will be so ungrateful for the things that I don't have, still of being grateful for the things that I do have. If God don't bless me with nothing else in life, the blessing has already happened. When he removed the obsession and the compulsion for me to want to use. Because all I ever wanted to do was stop. You know, Holly, and I wanted to stop. And I didn't know what was wrong with me, Holly. I didn't know what was wrong with me. My mother was baffled, Holly. My sister was baffled. My grandmother was baffled, Holly. They kept asking me a lot of hard questions. They kept asking me a lot of dumbass questions. They kept asking me the same dumbass question, Holly. They kept asking me, boy, what is wrong with you? But I didn't know what was wrong with me. I didn't know that I suffered from a disease that was worse than HIV and cancer. I didn't know that, man. I didn't know that. So listen, newcomers, listen to me, right? Check it out. We got something in here that's called a burning desire. Because I'm in a meeting one day. Listen, I believe in this literature, man. I'm in a meeting one day, and I need to say this. They didn't tell me, because I be hearing people talking about, well, when I got here, they told us to sit down and shut up, and if we want to know how to get high, we'll call on you. They didn't tell me that. They didn't tell me that. What you mean I ain't got nothing to share about? What the fuck you mean I ain't got nothing to share about? I can't shoot no more dope and I ain't got nothing to share about. Are you crazy? I got a lot to share about, Holly. What the fuck is I'm gonna do? I'll never forget when I got clean, I went on my first job interview and the interviewer asked me, he said, man, what is your email address? I was like, what the fuck is an email? I went in a nod like Rip Van Winkle and I woke up 20 years later and everything had changed. So newcomer, I'm in a meeting, and I raise my hand on the burning desire. Because I went over to the secretary's desk, and lying there on the secretary's desk was this glaring blue book. It was laying on the secretary's desk. I went to the secretary's desk and I asked the secretary, I say, how much is that book? She told me the book costs $5.
book cost $10. And I had $5 in my pocket. And I raised my hand on a burning desire. And I say, I have $5 in my pocket. And I need $5 more so I can buy that book. You know, it's say the only way we keep what we have. If we got to freely give back what was given to us. Somebody gave me $5 to go with the $5 that I had. And I told y'all I was going to talk about God. And this is how I knew that God had begun to work in my life. Because I can remember it was a lot of days when I was hungry. And I really, really, really was hungry. And somebody gave me some money to get some food. And as soon as the money hit my hands, my hunger pains went away. But this time, I really done the right thing with the money. I opened the book up to Roman numeral page number 16. I don't know why, Carl. I just opened it up and it went to that page. Cause I always wanted to stop. And on that page, this is what it said, newcomer. I gotta reach out to you, newcomer. I gotta reach out. I gotta convince you to buy the book. Sometimes they don't like it. They don't. Here come that literature reading motherfucker. Here come that person that come out of the basic text. I gotta convince you. I wanted to stop. I couldn't stop. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I've been in detox treatment and transition 28 plus times. And I wanted to start, and I opened it up to that page. And on that page, this is what it said on that page. It said, many books. Many books has been written about the nature of addiction. This book primarily concerns itself with the nature, Roger, with the nature of recovery. If you are at it and have found this book, please, it don't say give somebody else a break. It say, please do yourself a favor and read it. Cause Cynthia, I never knew what was wrong with me, and I read it, and it said based on our experiences. I'm nothing without y'all. What did the rabbi say? Never get too cute in this program. Carl, I'm nothing without y'all. Everything I am today is a result of personal recovery depends on inner unity, and inner unity depends on personal recovery. Based on our verses, we believe Sherman. What is it that we believe? We heavenly the every addict. Every addict. Jackie, including the potential addict. It is important that the groups and the entire fellowship remain stable because of the potential addict. Suffer. I never knew what I was suffering from. Suffer from an incurable disease. A body, mind, and spirit. We were caught up in what? Caught up in the grip. Any of y'all know what fucking grip means? Grip means siege. Come on, y'all, talk to me. I know I'm not the only motherfucker in here ever been seized by something. Something you're trying to get away from, but you can't get away from it. Caught Cynthia in the grip of a hopeless dilemma. Now, goddamn Roger, it's bad enough being in a dilemma. But a hopeless dilemma? Cynthia, I fall short of the solution. I haven't even gotten to the steps, and it gave me the solution. The solution servant is not the woman. The solution servant is not the job I saved you to serve. The solution is not social acceptability. I saved you to fucking serve. The solution is spiritual in nature. Therefore, this book will deal with spiritual matters. So I'm going to say this. Because I told y'all I was talking about God. And sometimes God will send you an angel from people not even in the fellowship. Hey, Kelly, when I first got clean, Kelly. No, you know, it's something about a man, right? When he go to jail, and you get out of jail, the first thing you want to do is you want to get next to a woman. Okay, y'all not identified. Let me make y'all identify with that. You want to get out and you want to get some pussy. So I'm in jail and I came home. And then I'm in a halfway house. And I got my first pass out of the halfway house. And when I get my first pass, Holly, I'm walking down the street. And while I'm walking down the street, Holly, I see this fine, this beautiful, this sexy Cynthia, I'm telling you, Redbone. And man, she got on some white linen pants and she got on some pink panties. And Cynthia, my mouth got the slobbing. My stomach, Holly, got the flipping like I needed a shot of dope. And you know, Kelly, I'm trying to think of what can I say to this fine, this gorgeous,
this sexy red bone with these white linen pants and these glaring pink panties on. So, you know, Cynthia, I get up on her and I say, excuse me, baby. I say, don't I know you from somewhere? And you know, Kelly, she looked at me and she said, nah, I don't think so. I say, where you used to be at? She said, I used to be up on 57th Street. I said, I used to be up on 57th Street. And she said, what's your name? And I said, my name is Sherman. And she said, oh, my God. She said, oh, my God. I mean, because the last time this sister had seen me, I had looked like I had stepped on a landmine over in Iraq. And she said to me, she said, man, I know every time you look in the mirror, she said, I know all you say is God is good. So that's what she said. I want to give y'all this before I close out because Cynthia just tapped me on my leg.
You got to tell everybody.
So, listen. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. Yeah. Now, I'm glad y'all clapped because that clap should be for every day for NA.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a wonderful weekend, but what's going to happen is this. What's going to happen is this. I know because Carl is on the front row, Holly is right here. We have an opportunity to participate in the 11th edition. When the 11th edition says to be a maximum service to the still suffering addict, we must energetically seek to carry this message throughout our cities, throughout our towns, and throughout our villages. Right? So, what's going to happen is this. They're going to say, well, how was the Friday night main speaker? How was the Saturday main speaker? How was the Sunday speaker? How was the kickoff meeting, right? And, you know, I got the best home group. I got the best sponsor. We do this the best. And we do that the best. So I want to close out with this, y'all. I told y'all literature, man. And I say all that to say that because the disease have us going at each other on another level. So, on Romans number page number 16, throughout this weekend, throughout when you go back to your cities, throughout when you go back to your towns, pick up the basic text, read Romans number page number 16, and this is what it says, right? It says this. Everything that occurs in the course of NA service must be motivated by the desire to more successfully carry the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. It was for this reason that we begin this work. We must always remember that as individual members, groups, and service committees, we are not and should never be in competition with each other. We work separately and together to help the newcomer and for our common good. We have learned painfully that internal strife cripples our fellowship. It prevents us from providing the services necessary for growth. It is my hope that this convention will help the suffering addict find the solution that we have found. Our purpose is to remain clean just for today. Why? Why just for today? Because I have a disease that if I try to deal with tomorrow, I will get high today and carry the message of recovery. So listen. First edition, fifth edition, help our newcomer understand what our message is. What is our message, y'all? Our message is that an addict any act could stop using, lose the desire in you, and find a new way to live. Thank God for letting me share.
Yep. All right. All right. Let's thank Sherman H. from D.C. for a good night.